Hey folks, Dan Furrow here with your rate update report for week of February 6th, 2023. So we're seeing right now rates are starting to uptick. Why? Well, because the job market is going really, really, really well. So you're probably saying, Dan, the job market's going well. The stock market was doing okay. The Federal Reserve came in with one last rate increase. Maybe there's one more on the horizon. What in the world is the problem? Well, the problem is the Federal Reserve says we need unemployment to go up. They're not talking employment, they're talking unemployment. Well, the unemployment rate just dropped to the lowest that we've seen, I think they said, since the 80s. That's not a good sign. So what we're seeing now is the markets are saying, well, because the jobs market is so robust and wages keep increasing, it's probably going to put upward pressure on inflation. We're probably going to have to continue to raise rates even more. So my expectations are still, I think the Federal Reserve did the 0.25% rate increase last week. The next meeting, they're probably going to do another 0.25% raise. And that should put them right in the wheelhouse of where the federal funds rate, or where the Federal Reserve expects the federal funds rate to be, because they thought it would be about 5 to 5.1%. It's at 4.75 currently. So if they raise rates another 0.25%, they'll put the rate right where they need it to be at the 5 or around 5.1%. So my expectations are still steady that the Federal Reserve is going to stay with one rate increase. And I'm still saying staying tack where I think rates should be in a trading range of 5.5% to 6%. That's where we're going to be on the long term of 2023. But let's put some of the things that are in the headlines into play right now. We don't really have much coming out right now in regards to the headline or the economic calendar for the week. You can see here that Monday, nothing. Tuesday, we're going to have Federal Chairman Powell speak right here. We have some energy stuff coming in. Then we have on, what day is that? Wednesday, we have some oil coming in. And then on Thursday, we have initial jobless claims. So really nothing should really play havoc on the market, or basically if depends on what Federal Chairman Powell says on Tuesday. He's the grand poobah of the Federal Reserve. So every time he speaks, hair in the back of my neck goes up because I don't know what he's going to say and I don't know how the markets are going to interpret that. But then we have the employment numbers or some unemployment claim, initial claims Thursday. I don't think this number is going to really play havoc in the market, but time will tell. A couple other areas I want to focus in on Black Knight is showing home prices are starting to decline. So we've seen since June of 2022 through the end of December, average home price declined by 5.3% across the market. If you really want to dive into market after market after market, go to Zillow, and they give you a lot of context here. And you guys are going to say, well, Zillow, they're a real estate firm. They're going to, you know, inflate these numbers. Guys, the numbers are what the numbers are. Here's what we're seeing what happened with home values in 2022. We still have some of the markets up, you know, 10 to 20% across the board. Still a huge, huge run in that market. Yes. Are things going to stagnate in 2023? Yes, I expect them to. And I even said that in my prediction video. I expect 2023 to be basically flat. Some areas down maybe quite a bit that saw the huge market runs. Let's go down through C. Are there any markets that are really taking a toll right now? Well, those markets that we talk about, San Francisco, California, and Austin, Texas. That's where we're seeing the biggest decline in prices right now. But if you go over and look at the two-year chart of these things, Austin probably saw a 50% return on their money in 2 years. So to give back 4 or 5%, you're still in a good situation there. But this context gives you a ton more. It tells you what's going on with rents. You know, are rent prices going up for those that say shouldn't buy a house, just keep renting? Well, if your rent goes up 10% a year, how long can you afford that rent payment? So they gives you a ton of tools through here. How much inventory is there? You know, housing inventory. You're going to start seeing some context saying inventory is 500% of where it normally is. Well, you got to think about it. Last year at this time, we still had people in forbearances. You had people not making mortgage payments. You had people not doing a lot of things. A lot of people didn't sell their homes. So that's what happened. Now forbearances are over with and a lot of other, you know, perks to homeowners are gone. So a lot of people will start putting their houses on the market. So you are going to see inventory activity really starting to peak. Usually right after the Super Bowl is when most people start putting their house on the market because they want to try to sell their homes between when their kids are out of school. So between May and August, that's the housing market season. So usually in November, December, January, you do see a slight decrease in property sales and the number of active listings. Go to new listings. You can see here it is a trend, but look at the new listings. If people are saying, you know, they're going nutso. Here's what it is. New listings, even in this context, they're saying they're down. Pending listings, you can see all those. So do you see normally in all these markets, you hit right this, you know, mid-year, and then you see declines? That happens in normal markets. So don't be fooled of, you know, a lot of headline news and other things that people put, you know, put out there, because it might be seasonally, and then we're coming off of an era, like 2-3 years of things that we've never been in before. We're in a pandemic, COVID pandemic, where nobody, basically everybody quit their jobs, market shuts down, and everything else was a battle. And now we're learning this process. We've never faced this before in history. Next thing is, this is a video that I'm coming out with next week. And I hope you like it, because we have a lot of people calling in on a daily basis. We probably have 30 to 40 consultations a day with new home buyers. And these are the questions that they're asking. So I figured I'd do a video. Kyle and I will both do videos on top questions first-time home buyers ask. So if you have these questions, stay tuned. Give me a thumbs up, click down below, and hit the bell every time I post a video. You get an alert. This video is coming out just within a couple of days. You guys, the housing market, and how it works. But on a daily basis, what I usually do is I go over what's going on with mortgage rates and the whys behind it. Basically, we're just having people selling off in the market right now because we had a big run in the market last week. You can see right through here with the MBS market. Look at the price of the bonds down through here. You can see they've been up substantially since where we were about 2 weeks ago. So there's record, there's some profit taking right here in this bond. What we're seeing on your screen right now is a mortgage-backed security bond. What this is it's the instrument, the component. It creates your mortgage rate. So it happens, your mortgage rate is factored on a mortgage-backed security bond that trades on Wall Street. What you're seeing on the screen right now is the price of that bond. All you need to know is this price goes up, doing that right now, but as this number goes up, rates go down. There's an inverse relationship. So on your screen right now, you're seeing the MBS market down. It's down 60. We're probably going to see another 0.25% increase in rates just from this alone. So because, again, as this number goes down, mortgage rates go up. Let's see where mortgage rates are right now nationally. We have the 30-year fix coming in at 6.19 is the average 30-year fixed rate throughout the country. What you're seeing on your screen are the top six products people use when they're buying or refinancing their first house or maybe looking to buy an investment property. These are issued by Mortgage News Daily on a daily basis. You can subscribe to this down below and get these automatically directly to you if you want to find out this. Much, much more about housing and real estate and interest rates and mortgage programs. Subscribe to my newsletter down below, because we offer you all of this and a lot more. And the nice thing about it is we don't sell your data. We don't use it for solicitation purposes. It's just for you guys to educate yourself, because an educated consumer is the best consumer that's out there. So if you'd like to find out more about me and my team, see me, you know, on what programs are out there and how we can help you when you're searching for that first house, visit me at the Rate Update on YouTube, and you can see from over 2,000 videos that I do, probably something in there that'll tickle your fancy. So please subscribe, check out my videos. You won't be disappointed. But thank you so much for watching, guys. God bless. If we can help you out there, you're looking to buy your first house, please visit us at theRateUpdate.com. Thanks so much for watching. God bless.